Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 26, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to discuss two issues which I believe are related. They both impact the American economy and they impact foreign policy at the same time. Tomorrow, November 27th, is Thanksgiving Day here in America, but that is a uniquely American holiday, so the rest of the world will be at work tomorrow. The OPEC nations will be meeting in Vienna, Austria, to discuss the price of oil and the Saudis' determination to hold the price down. Many believe the Saudis were told, or at least requested by the Americans, to hold down the price of oil to put pressure on the Russians and Iranians through their one-dimensional economies. The Saudis have appeared to be committed to the course, and the price of oil has fallen about $30 per barrel since June. The Financial Times reports that U.S. dependence on oil imports from OPEC is at its lowest since 1985, thus hurting U.S. oil and shale companies. For the Saudis, with lower prices, would be a bonus. For some reason, the OPEC decided to have this meeting on Thanksgiving Day. True, it's not Thanksgiving in their part of the world, in the rest of the world, but it is in the U.S., and an announcement on oil prices, raising or lowering oil prices, is very important and can move markets by itself. If OPEC, i.e. the Saudis, decided they were going to cut production, thus letting oil rise on such a thin trading day as Thanksgiving Day, the markets would spike. The price of oil would spike, at least temporarily. Could that be the reason for the Thanksgiving Day announcement? The odds makers in Vegas seem to think so, as the odds now favor a Saudi cutback in production. If that happens, I would say it shows a lack of respect for President Obama, as the Saudis are willing to let their own enemies, the Iranians, off the hook despite pressure from Washington. Speaking of Iran, on Monday, 11/24, the Iranian deadline for a nuclear deal came and went. Once again, after months and months of talks, some secret, some public, letters back and forth, John Kerry, Joe Biden, back and forth. Nothing was produced except a humiliating defeat for the Obama administration. The New York Times reports Mr. Kerry's bluster. Quote, frustrated, Mr. Kerry said there was no way the United States would accept a deal that did not curb Iran's ability to produce enough fuel for a bomb within a year, end quote. The problem is that with no military option, the talk is just bluster and empty words. Too bad President Obama can't just sign an executive order and order the Iranians to do what he wants. He must be frustrated by that, as he can't bully the Iranians the way he does us. The negotiating deadline has been extended until July 2015, so once again, an extension 7 months from now. Each month, the Iranians get $700 million in frozen assets released. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei released an online statement on his official website. That's right, the Ayatollah has an official website, November 25th, saying the West had failed to defeat Iran in nuclear negotiations. Khamenei said the United States and European countries tried to bring Iran to its knees but were unsuccessful. Following the extension of a deadline for a nuclear deal, both the United States and Iran are putting positive spins on the outcome. President Obama is not the only one to start talks with Iran and fail, though. It didn't work for Bill Clinton, and it didn't work for George W. Bush either. This failure makes the world a much more dangerous place. That's my argument, at least, folks. It's a much more dangerous place. The Israelis are again threatening unilateral attacks against Iran. It seems obvious to me that President Obama is much more open to an attack than he was before the midterms. Mr. Kerry, according to the New York Times, was less likely to reach an agreement with the Iranians out of fear of adding to the image of Barack Obama as a weak president. Why did Mr. Obama fire Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense? The story seems to be that he got along a little too well with and deferred to the generals. How will his politically correct replacement handle Iran and the nuclear negotiations coming up? Time will tell, folks. Finally, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, so there will be no podcast on Friday, November 28th, as we will be spending time with our families. Hope you can do the same, folks. Spend some time with your families and give thanks. God willing, I'll be with you again Monday, December 1st, 2014. Until then, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.